In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and Head of the Church, who being ascended on high has given gifts for the edifying of the body of Christ, we are met as a presbytery to induct John Urquhart to the pastoral charge of Pennycook St Mungo's. In this act, the Church of Scotland, as part of the Holy Catholic or Universal Church, worshipping one God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, affirms anew its belief in the gospel of the sovereign grace and love of God, wherein through Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, incarnate, crucified and risen, he freely offers to all people, upon repentance and faith, the forgiveness of sins, renewal by the Holy Spirit and eternal life, and calls them to labour in the fellowship of faith for the advancement of the kingdom of God throughout the world. The Church of Scotland acknowledges the Word of God, which is contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, to be the supreme rule of faith and life. The Church of Scotland holds as its subordinate standard the Westminster Confession of Faith, recognising liberty of opinion on such points of doctrine as do not enter into the substance of the faith, and claiming the right, in dependence on the promised guidance of the Holy Spirit, to formulate, interpret, or modify its subordinate standards, always in agreement with the Word of God and the fundamental doctrines of the Christian faith contained in the said confession, of which agreement the Church itself shall be sole judge. John, please could you stand, and please could you answer these questions. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you confess anew the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
I do.
Do you believe the Word of God, which is contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, to be the supreme rule of faith and life?
I do.
Do you believe the fundamental doctrines of the Christian faith contained in the Confession of Faith of this Church?
I do.
Do you acknowledge the Presbyterian government of this Church to be agreeable to the Word of God? And do you promise to be subject in the Lord to this Presbytery and to the General Assembly of this Church, and to take your due part in the administration of its affairs?
I do.
Do you promise to seek the peace and unity of this Church, to uphold its doctrine, worship and government, and to cherish a spirit of love to all your brothers and sisters in Christ?
I do.
Are not zeal for the glory of God, love to the Lord Jesus Christ, and a desire for the salvation of all people, so far as you know your own heart, your great motives and chief inducements to enter into this ministry?
They are.
Do you engage in the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ to live a godly and circumspect life, and faithfully, diligently and cheerfully to discharge the duties of your ministry, seeking in all things the advancement of the kingdom of God?
I do.
Do you accept and close with the call to be pastor of this charge, and promise through grace to study to approve yourself a faithful minister of the gospel among this people?
I do.
You are now required to sign the appointed formula as a seal of the vows that you have made.